The 150 kilometer railway linking the capital Jakarta with Bandung in West Java is being built by a joint venture between an Indonesian consortium of four state-owned companies and China Railway. Chinese State Councilor Wang Yong, who attended a groundbreaking ceremony for the construction, says the railway will further promote cooperation between China and Indonesia.
The successful launch of Jakarta-Bandung high-speed railway set a new record in pragmatic cooperation between the two countries. It will also serve as a new model for bilateral cooperation in various fields, particularly in infrastructure and production capacity.
Indonesia President Joko Widodo, also at the ceremony, says the railway will help boost his country's development.
A country that is most efficient and quick in its development will emerge victorious in the competition between countries.
Last October, the Indonesian government has selected the Chinese company over a competitor from Japan to build the nation's first bullet rail link. The estimated cost of the project is $5 billion, with 75% of the financing from the Chinese side. Ma Yunxuan, who is responsible for the construction of the railway, explains why Indonesia chose China Railway as its partner.
The Jakarta-Bandung high-speed railway is China's first case of international cooperation in the whole industry chain. It is of significance. The project marks an important step for Chinese railway to go abroad. Through it, China exports its technology, equipment, and experience of operation, construction, and capital operation. So it is a good example of showing the competitiveness of China's railways.
The project, which has a distance of approximately 150 kilometers, will cut the travel time between the two cities from more than 3 hours at present to less than 40 minutes once the project is finished. He Huawu is the chief engineer at China Railway International Company Limited and says the railway will benefit local economic development.
The high-speed railway project will help improve transportation and benefit commuters. Most importantly, it will help attract investors and bring businesses opportunities along the line.
The high-speed railway is expected to be completed by 2018 and will be operational in early 2019. For CRI, this is Huang Shan.